back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle, the rock of Dallas-Fort Worth.
The only station with the balls to give you a four-pack of tickets to the State Fair over a Bill Withers song. The only one.
That's right.
Four-pack to the State Fair goes to caller number 5, 214-787-1971. Caller 5 this time, 214-787-1971. The fair starts tomorrow.
Dude, that Mavs vault thing that they have over there at the fair, so they had like a sneak preview for people last night, and the buzz is very strong.
What is Machine involved in that?
If it's Mavs related, Machine has a heavy hand in all of it, but yes. But it was an all hands on deck effort, their whole marketing team. And
what is it?
It's a 42-year history of the Dallas Mavericks, all put on display. Jerseys, videos, memorabilia. I saw one thing, they even have Donald Carter's original Stetson hat that the logo was based on. It's all things Mav history, all done in this beautiful display. So, you know, a lot of people figure out what day they're going to go to the fair. Heck, a lot of people go multiple times, depending on where they live, right? But make plans. The fair opens Friday, right?
And that's first tomorrow, day? Yeah. So October 23rd, I believe.
If you go out to that, make plans to go and check out the Mavs vault. They've been working on this thing for months, and the feedback is stellar.
I saw Shippy DJ'd there last night.
Yes.
So, and the Mavs had an event there. Were you at this event?
I did not go.
So you turned your back on the Mavs.
I did.
But Shippy, I saw him say he spun there, and we love Shippy. And he said the highlight of his night was Rolando Blackman went out of his way to go tell Shippy he liked the music he was playing.
Nice.
Well, I'm just thinking that Rolando, it was actually on his way out. I'm not denying that he told Shippy he did a good job, but I think it might have been on his way to the parking lot.
My favorite thing about Shippy is just how easy it is to mislead him. You know, it's just such a sweet thing. He'll believe anything.
And Shippy told me he was going to see Trace Adkins there tomorrow night. His big, like, on his to-do list.
Yeah.
Got to do it. On that show, Christina Loves Monarch.
You know it.
Preservation Hall Jazz Band will be there Saturday.
That's cool.
Yeah, cool stuff at the fair. Caller 5 is going for free. How about that?
Does he already know? Or she?
Not yet.
When are you going to do that?
After our intro.
Okay, do the intro.
Ben and Skin listeners, here comes KT Fun Tweets with a round the sports.
Oh, yeah.
Now let's go around the sports. KT Fun Tweets has all the sports, yeah.
Improv on the fly, Kavanaugh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Kavanaugh. 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 Oh, 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 oh. Kavanaugh.
Here he is.
Wow.
In person.
So, KT, you didn't have a segment planned? Is that what just happened?
Yeah.
Calling it 4:15. It's 4:09.
We need you, buddy.
You got 6 minutes.
Okay,
you got to do some stuff.
Let me get to some things that have been on my mind. Y'all see what's been going on with Aaron Judge's mom and Roger Maris' son?
No. They hook up?
No, nothing.
What?
Roger Maris' son's been going to all these Aaron Judge games, right?
Yeah.
Because Aaron Judge hit number 61 last night.
Right.
And Roger Maris' son has had to go to like 10 straight games because Aaron Judge hadn't had a home run in a while.
Oh, man.
But it was a big deal on Saturday while college football was happening, as they kept breaking into games. In fact, I was watching Texas Tech in Texas, and it's like a 3rd and 11, and it just broke into it. And I was like, wait, I just missed a 3rd and 11 to show you an Aaron Judge at bat.
Once I was watching, I feel like they went halvesies.
They just messed up.
Okay.
Yeah, on that one they messed up and I missed a play. But, you know, whatever. I'll see the
event. Not cool. Whatever. If you're a baseball, stay out of my football.
What happened?
Maybe.
Did you ever find out what happened on 3rd and 11?
Yeah, Texas had to punt, of course.
Tortilla thing? Did you guys do the... Did you throw?
Oh, I wasn't at the game.
Oh. Did they...
I was winging tortillas.
I do it at the house some tech plays, yeah.
But I don't understand. You don't want, even though it's the biggest story in sports... You don't want to know about the biggest story is what you're saying.
No, I'm good with knowing, just not at the cost of a 3rd and 11.
It's huge.
Like they abandoned the game on 3rd and 11? They didn't split screen?
Yeah, and it was just a glitch. It was a mess up.
Okay.
You know, it was some call it a boner.
From what I understand, they just got rid of that play. They didn't even make that play. They just moved forward to fourth down because of that Judge at bat.
Well, because they put Aaron Judge on the screen in there, too, and so the players were just watching, and so nobody was real sure what happened on that play.
It is weird because it's a big...
Don't do that.
It's a big deal, and I guess I'm cool with that because, you know, I don't know if it would be a big deal if it was a Royal or a Ranger, for that matter.
It would be a big deal.
Like, if it was Corey Seager going for a 61st home run, would that be a big deal?
Yeah. Yes.
But baseball's tried to, like, kind of wipe away. I don't even know how I feel about it. I really don't even know that I have an opinion on it. But baseball's kind of almost tried to wipe away McGuire, Sosa, Barry Bonds. So you have another guy who's passing Maris's initial record, and it's a big deal. And it's like, was it 73 the number we're going after?
I've always had a solution for this. They need to have a steroid wing at the Baseball Hall of Fame. You don't ignore the past. It's kind of like when somebody vacates a championship. That's so empty for the runner-up. Oh, you're the champion now, and nobody thinks about it 50 years after the fact. You don't ignore it. You just put it somewhere else and go, hey, here's where the cheating happened.
But you don't know who cheated and who didn't cheat.
I think you do just by looking at the numbers.
No, I mean, there's guys in that era that didn't cheat.
Yeah, and they didn't have any home run numbers that really mattered
anymore. So you're saying only home run numbers?
Yeah. The numbers that, because it's the power, right? So you just have a steroid wing, and you celebrate, hey, during this period where we had wide-scale cheating, these are the people who were the best at it. And that's how we remember that era.
Do you guys want to know my favorite steroid baseball player? I'm going to look up
Jose Canseco.
No. I'm going to look up this guy's numbers because he's my favorite. Because it's like,
Brady Anderson.
Yes. Brady Anderson's whole career was like, all right, another 6 home run year.
Yeah.
And then there's just one year where it's like, Brady Anderson hit 50.
Well,
what? Okay. All right.
He really focused that year.
He just was really locked in.
Yeah, I used to get mad because he was hitting leadoff for the Orioles. And I followed the Orioles because Rafael Palmeiro was my favorite player growing up.
Mm-hmm. Brady Anderson.
Man, right? never, I guess you shouldn't really have favorite players. Darren Sharper was one of my favorite football players.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Obviously, Brett Favre.
Rafael
Palmeiro.
Bill Cosby was your favorite comedian?
Yeah, and sitcom host.
Yeah.
Star. Yeah, Brady Anderson's career. Look at this. He went
4, 3, 2, 21, 13, 12, 16, 50. 18, 24.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's so amazing.
So you're taking awesome. Your kids through the steroid wing, and there's a bust of Brady Anderson in his 150 home run year. And you're like,
just
hey,
for that year only.
Yes, and there's a spotlight on him.
Do you build like a speed wing for
everybody? Yes, for the 60s and the 50s.
Yeah. Would we look at Palmeiro differently if he had not protested so much and acted like he was so insulted by assuming he took steroids?
It made him a comedic figure.
Because Pudge doesn't have that. Like, everybody talks about Pudge Rodriguez in the same...
Pudge never did steroids, Ben.
In your face.
Okay, yeah, he was just a catcher that hit 330 and 40 bombs a year.
The steroid thing is weird, too, because I feel like it's just however you interpret things. Because I like to put myself in someone else's shoes, okay? And so I want to play a game with you. The year is 1998. Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa are chasing history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are Barry Bonds. You're already a multi-time league MVP.
Right.
And you're watching a couple of dudes that you're better than
mm-hmm.
go smash records.
Mm-hmm.
That offseason's when I'm taking steroids.
Right.
I'm like, I'll be damned. Like, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
If that's what you're doing, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to break your record. So, like, Barry Bonds gets the biggest pass from me ever. Because he watched inferior players break records and went, okay, here I come.
Well, here's what I would say about that. So there are certain players of that era that decided not to partake in that. And their careers kind of got left. But I think a guy that's commonly associated with that is Ben Grieve. Yeah. Ben Grieve is a guy that did not mess with the glue. And go look at his numbers and the position he played and what was expected of those numbers. He kind of got left behind. So that's tough.
So take steroids.
Yeah, that's a tough thing.
It's too hard to go back and figure out who did and who didn't.
You can just ask him.
So is Barry Bonds totally ignored? Like, is his record ignored, like, in the Hall of Fame and stuff?
No.
I really don't know.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
It's got to be. No, Barry is not a Hall of Famer.
And he won't get in, probably. Right?
I hope one day. Now, I'll tell you this. There's really only one perspective that I want on any of this, and I bet I'll just have to get it later. Like, I'm a guy up. Like, there's this baseball guy I know that... Like,
oh, you're going
to
call him?
Yeah, I'd just love to get some perspective on Roger Maris and Aaron Judge.
Yeah, and Sandler's still trying to figure out that Coolio thing. So.
Yeah, so Sandler's got the Coolio thing. But I know another guy, and we'll get with him soon.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Skin, the guy behind you on CBS, his name is Chris Van Cleve.
What a great name.
Idge.
He's always pushing them together during reports.
I saw the Shakira Hips Don't Lie music video on my way in.
Dude, she's in trouble.
Is she in trouble?
She's,
Are you going to tear Shakira down?
He tears
everyone down.
Name any famous person.
Tear down.
He's got it. Well, they know.
He has a hard drive in his pocket full of information on every celebrity and the bad things they've done.
When she was 12, she got detention three times.
She's been charged with 6 counts of tax fraud.
Oh, Shakira.
Failing to pay 14.5 million euros in taxes. They're seeking an 8-year prison sentence. Now, she's got to go to trial, so she could be innocent.
But what country?
She's denying it. Spain.
Okay, she'll just never go there again. That's what homie did, Roman Polanski, when he had that big-time problem here with a teenager in America. He just stayed out of America for 40 years. He was over in Poland making movies and stuff.
Where would you go if you got in trouble in America?
Turks and Caicos.
Which one?
Turks.
All right.
I don't know, man. Hurricane season, it's going to be pretty active.
Well, I'll just go to Spain during hurricane season.
I'd just go to Italy.
Hey, what was that Brady Anderson year?
Let me guess. 1997.
You're going to be in the ballpark, yes.
96, 97.
What are you looking for?
I was just looking at Pudge's.
A friend of yours?
I was just looking at Pudge Rodriguez's stats, and I was like, I thought for a while there, I included him. And
if you want the very inflated era of baseball, you are looking for like 95, 96.
And those Rangers
to the mid-0s.
The easiest way to know is you think, okay, when were mullets most popular? Right. And then you immediately go to those years.
Yeah, so, but what are you attempting to accuse Pudge again?
So Pudge went from 12 homers to 19 to 20 to 21 to 35.
So that year.
Year is that?
That was 99.
Okay.
To 27, 25, and then 19, 16, 14, 13, 11.
Yeah, so mid to late 90s through the...
Good God.
Early
that same year, 99, he's the best catcher in all of baseball. He's throwing everybody out who tries to steal on him. He had 113 ribbies, 35 homers. He hit 332.
Is that his MVP year?
And he stole 25 bases.
Damn.
What a badass.
I mean, Corey Seager...
And he did it clean.
...had 32 home runs this year.
Yeah, he's MVP.
Look at it, his last full year, or year where he played over 130 games, he had 19 home runs. Like, he's had a big boost. I read something where Corey Seager and Marcus Semien were both top 5 in the league in hitting into the shift, which the shift is about to be outlawed to an extent. It's going
to
be
win the World Series.
Modified.
What are the? Do you know what the modifications are? Because I don't agree with this, by the way.
Two players on each side of second base, and your feet have to be on the infield dirt.
Okay, let me ask you.
I'm not 100% positive, but that's what was thrown out there, and I think that's what's happening.
All right, so you guys are football nerds.
Yeah.
What if they said, no, you can't have those safeties. The safeties need to be closer to the line. Can't do that.
But football's thriving, and baseball is not with shorter attention spans. I'm actually okay.
I agree with you. They want to score runs. Like I fall into the category of learn to hit, idiot.
I just look at it this way. It's kind of like I hate that they were changing the NBA's free throw rules, and I'm like, sorry, man, get better.
What rules?
Well, like the idea of they changed intentional fouls. Hack-a-Shaq and all that sort of stuff. They're like, okay, we want to change this. One of the things they want to do right now is they want to what they call the take foul to stop fast breaks. And I'm like, if you're trying to win. You're changing a team strategy because it just changes the aesthetics of the game.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sorry, man. Learn to hit oppo, right?
Yeah, it's fine, but when it's just strikeouts and walks, and they're having problems with getting guys on base, and the stolen base is being, you know, you're not seeing that, it's disappearing, and hit and runs are disappearing. Those are exciting things in the game that need to return.
Somebody has a responsibility for the greater overall good to make the game continue to make money as a business.
Yes.
And to continue to make people enjoy the game. And so if you want the majority of fans, you've got to make tweaks every now and then. To cater to those fans.
That's why KT had that idea, though, of having a live animal running around on the field. I thought that was a great idea.
Good animal. That's a good plan.
Tell you what, you want me to spend my money on Bally Plus?
Yeah.
I'll be locked in at 7:05 each night when they spin the wheel of animals.
Yep.
And they go, oh, tonight it's a boa constrictor.
Okay, that's so how many animals are waiting just 12. In case they are the one that gets...
you know, you'll contact your local zoos and you'll see. But
and they'll bring out 25 animals.
Yeah, tonight we've got a leopard on the menu. and then you have picture in picture, top now, right corner at all times. You just got a leopard cam.
All right, I don't like this theory, but I do.
We should just ask Michael Young. He should get to make the rules.
I do want to talk Cowboys with you. We got you here, Jeff Kavanaugh. We just made a bet in with Brodo, and if the Cowboys win, I'm going to raise a bunch of money for charity. If the Cowboys lose, I have to wear a cowboy helmet for a full week all the time.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I was listening.
So
was your face? Didn't Skin have a face thing? What's your face thing?
Well, I won my bet.
Okay,
because I'm the leading cowboy voice in America.
That's true.
So if the Cowboys lose, I have to wear a cowboy helmet for a full week.
Okay.
So on the air, to sleep, everything.
Yeah.
So,
and he has to go to Jimmy John's every day in that cowboy helmet and walk in there and order a unwich.
Do you think I will end up wearing that cowboy helmet? I only wear it if the Cowboys lose.
I don't think you're going to, but I hope you have to.
Good. Wait, why?
Just because I want to see his strategy with the helmet. Because if we're going full face mask, are you going to broadcast from back here?
Yeah.
Or are you going to thread it through?
I'm going to have to thread it through.
And try to get right up on him.
Yes. Okay. Hold on, though. Here's where it gets tricky. He has to wear a helmet that's got one of those guard reflectors for sunlight.
Oh, you got a visor?
Yeah, he's
got
to have a visor. So that'll make it more difficult.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm team Carson Wentz. Loves screwing stuff up. So I think that the Cowboys are going to win this football game. They're going to win it because of defense. Like, you get really happy and everybody's pretending that Cooper Rush is playing great football and Ben's trying to give away Dak's job to the hot hand.
Yeah,
the Cowboys are 30th in the league in scoring, averaging like 15 points a game.
But what happens? Keep it close.
We just pretend that it's going great. But the other parts of Cowboy football are stepping up. Kevontae Turpin on punt returns is averaging like 16 yards a return. On defense, they got 13 sacks. They had 4 at this point last year. Like, they are just all over the place in every other aspect of football, and they are run blocking their nuts off.
Well, dude, now that they have gotten rid of Dak,
They have not gotten rid of Dak.
That's what Ben told me. You get rid of the first game and the 3 points they put up, I think their scoring average goes way up. You're talking about a completely different Cowboy team here.
That is a fair point.
Thank you.
Hot hand.
Hot hand.
Theory. Hot hand.
The hot hand.
They said Dak was throwing today at practice.
Well, that's easy now.
But with his offhand.
Okay, let me...
Can he wipe his ass yet?
Let's correct that.
That's how you test your thumb.
Unknown. Yes, Dak threw a single football today from essentially me to Ben.
How far away are you guys right now? 5 feet?
Yeah, about 5 feet.
All right.
So no, if you're picturing... If you say Dak was throwing a football... People are picturing something different.
Check down,
and that
Charlie.
Is incorrect.
But if you're Dak.
Dak went,
you hustling to get back a little sooner than you might otherwise just because they're winning with Cooper Rush. And you know this front office has a hot hand policy because it's what made you.
No. I think that the only reason he would hurry back would be to shut you up. Damn Ben Rogers. I swear to God. No. I'm not worried about a quarterback controversy. Dax is the sort of dude that'll try to come back early, though.
He shouldn't do that.
He shouldn't, but he did it with his ankle and had to have an extra surgery. Mm-hmm. The shoulder that he hurt in camp, guess why? Because when he couldn't stand or run or whatever, homie's sitting on the couch with a foot propped up, throwing.
He needs
all off season. Too much.
He needs to, you know, he could learn from the man whose job he took. That's why Romo would come back. Remember when he separated his shoulder like 5 times in 3 weeks because he kept coming back too early?
Yeah.
I mean, that ended up ruining him.
They are different than we are.
But guys who do the thing that's the right thing for the team and put the team first, it rarely ends up paying off for them in the long run. Michael Young switching positions. I mean,
I'm pretty sure that you hated Michael Young and were campaigning for his release.
No,
is that right?
No,
like,
I love
Michael
Young.
We got to get Mike Olt out here.
There was a time that I was really pushing for Jerks and Profar.
Yeah.
But
I'm surprised Michael's forgiven you.
Yeah,
at least in baseball, those contracts are usually fully guaranteed. Football is the sport where they just run you off. And you sacrifice for the team, and more often, I mean, now quarterbacks get a lot of guaranteed money, but...
Well, Lamar Jackson's playing that game right now.
He sure is.
The season ended today. He's the league MVP, and he turned down a giant offer. He was like, no, I mean, if a guy who sexually assaults people as a hobby got a fully guaranteed deal, Where's mine?
Right.
And they're like, no. And he's like, okay, I'll just keep playing.
See you later.
Well, Kavanaugh, we appreciate you being here in person. Jeff Kavanaugh is a very successful YouTuber.
Huge YouTuber.
You can follow him at youtube.com/Jeff Kavanaugh, CAVANAUGH.
Sometimes there's an E in there.
Yep. Sometimes reports have that. And
what are you doing here right now?
What?
I just realized he's in person.
He's in person, yeah.
That's not normal.
Oh, I got a thing that's around the way. And so I was stopping. I had a friend that I thought was going to be up here, and I was just looking around. And
we can go watch the Dolphins later. Is that
we can watch the Dolphins,
right?
And then I was going to have a baseball conversation with a friend about
that. All right, that sounds good, man.
There he goes, Jeff Kavanaugh. All right, coming up next, where are we going to get in the weekday update, Gay Ray?
We need to find out if this flight is haunted or not.